Look, this is important because even when we're out soul winning, some people resist, the believe only doctrine because they think, well, you think that anybody could just get saved, which we believe whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the exception to that rule is there's certain people that cannot be saved, which are the reprobates. I've gone soul winning, and I talked to a Catholic lady one time, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I talked to a Catholic lady one time, and she's like, I just can't accept that. That once you believe, you get saved. She goes, and she thought she had me. She's, oh, what about the pedophile? And I'm like, yeah, that guy's not going to get saved. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And I showed her Romans 1. I showed her all the scriptures. And she's like, wow, I didn't know that. And she ended up getting saved. Amen. But people like that are used to hearing, these weakling pastors who they'll get someone in their church who was molested by these freaks. And these pastors will tell you, you got to forgive that person. You need to forgive that person. God's going to forgive. You don't need to forgive that person. There is an exception to that rule. There are certain people you don't have to forgive. And one of them is reprobates. Child molesters. And that angers a lot of people who, when the spiritual weakling leader with no stones comes up and says, hey, you need to forgive your dad who molested you. No, you don't. Fool. Look. I can't go beyond what God does. If God didn't forgive him, why do you think God expects me to forgive him? Amen. It's like God's like, I'm not forgiving that person, but you have to though. Do as I say, not as I do. Right? Kind of mentality. No, that's stupid. God does not expect, and look, it's almost like mentally and emotionally impossible. That's why people who were violated in years past, they struggle with that. Especially if they were taught, hey, you got to forgive this person. You got to forgive this person who molested you. They struggle with that. And they may even come to a point where they say, yeah, I forgave them. But deep down inside, they hold a lot of hatred and resentment toward that person, which is okay to hate that person. God gave us that type of hatred for a reason.